following shiur has been delivered by Rav Eliezer Gortzman, Reish Chabur in Beis Medrash Gevoya, and Dayan for the Machon Halacha U'Refuah of Chaim Aruchim, a division of Agudas Yisrael of America, and has been brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center.
For more information about the center or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Sechtes Nedarim Daf Lamed Ches. Mishnah on the bottom of Amar Aleph brings down a halacha lo yozen es behemtoi bein temeya bein tahira. The Kanakama says that if a person asks hana from his friend, so he's not allowed to give his friend hana by feeding his behemah, whether it's a taradik animal, one that's mutter to eat, or whether it's a tamidik animal that we're not allowed to eat. The Tanakhama says that in both of them, a person's not allowed to give food. Rabbi Lezer argues and he says, Zones ha-tmeya ve'ena zones ha-tahira. That a person is allowed to feed a taradik animal, a tamidik animal, I'm sorry, but he cannot feed a taradik animal. Meaning, an animal that is roi la-achila, that is mutter to eat, that animal a person is not allowed to feed. But to feed an animal that the owner cannot eat regardless, Rabbi Eliezer holds his mutter. Amru loy, the Chacham said to him, Ma bein tmeya l'tahira? What's the difference between the two? Why by an animal that one is not allowed to eat, there we say you're allowed to feed him? Amru lahu, he told them, Sha'atahira nafsha l'shamayim v'gufa shaloi. By a taharadik animal, the nefesh, the neshama belongs to shamayim, but the guf of the animal he's allowed to eat. The tmeya and the tamidik animal, nafsha v'gufa l'shamayim, not only is the neshama belong to shamayim, but the guf also belongs to shamayim because he's not allowed to eat it. And on that, the Chacham told the Beleza, Malay afa tmeya nafsha l'shamayim v'gufa shaloi. He also has anah from the guf. Sheim yirtze, if he wants, harayu meichlo lo'evdi kachavim, oy machilu l'klavim, he could go and sell it to a guy or feed it to the dogs. So what we have over here is a machloikis. The way the man explains this machloikis is that be'etzem, to feed the animal, the amount of food that it needs, whether it's a tar, whether it's a tame, is zicha aser. Because lemaisa, he's being mahana, the person who he's not allowed to give hanah to, by allowing him not to have to feed his animals. However, to give extra, that's where we have a shaila. And on that, Rabbi Eliezer holds that it's only a problem to give extra to a taradik animal because it's roi l'achila. And on that, the Chacham come along and say that no, that since there's still a hanah l'bailim, because l'maisa he could either sell it to a goy or by ma'achila l'klavim give it to dogs, and therefore the more meat there is, the more he could get from it, and therefore it's considered like he gave him something. So be'etzem, we see klar that a person is allowed to take this animal and sell it to a guy, even though the animal is also to eat. Afal pikein, he's allowed to go and take it and sell it to a guy. Be'etzem, the Gemara in Pesachim and in Avodah Zarah as well brings down that there's an iser lasa ischera bedava that's also to eat. Meaning, besides the fact that any time a person has an iser hana, it's a davar pashut, that a person is not allowed to sell an iser hana, chametz b'pesach, basa b'cholov, a person is not allowed to sell that because he's not allowed to derive any benefit from it. There is another iser, that any time a person has something which is also to eat, one is not allowed to do business with things that are also ha'achila. This is an iser that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, in Yeridea Siman Kuf Yud Zayin, that it's aser lasa ischaria bedavashu aser ba'achila k'may nevela. That if a person has nevelas that were not shechted, it's aser for him to go and to make a business out of it and sell nevelas to a guy. Not only that, the Ramah takes it a step weiter, and he says that included in this iser of doing business with dvarim that are asurim ba'achila, included in that, a person's not allowed to even go to a store and buy nevelis kidei lahachila lepayalov. That's also awesome. And therefore, a person is not allowed to buy tray for food. I'm not talking about something which is asa bahana, but even just something that's treif to feed it to his workers. Als this iser, als lase ischayre bedava asa ba'achila, includes buying treif for food to give to a worker. The reason why this is asa, so the Shach wants to say, based on a Rashba, that it's asa midrabana. That the whole iser, las ischayra, bedava asa b'achila, is asa midrabana. And the reason why the Rabbanan acid, he brings b'shem erajba, is either because this gzeira shem yavali la'achla, the hainu, since this person is dealing in business on a pretty constant basis with food that is asa b'achila, we're afraid, eventually with time, he may come to eat it. Says the Rashba, and even if we'll say that we're not chashish that a person is such a rasha that he'll come to eat the food over time, there's a chashash mitzad the raya, that if a person sees him dealing with food that's asr, they're going to think that he is going to come to eat it, and therefore machmas dech shash dech shad, the chachamim asr people doing business with food that is also b'achila. The Taz and Sifkat and Aleph over there, Simen Kuf Yud Zayin, starts off that the Chayra Tosfos seems to say that it's a drasha gemura. The Gemara in Psachim, in the second perek, wants to say that it's also. The Gemara Yesa Kasha, that if it's also b'achila, the Gemara says that the Chayra should be also, even if he already was nizdamin loy, the hainu that there's a heter, that if let's say someone shechs an animal, and then the animal becomes treif, so the halacha is that one is not obligated to take the loss, he's allowed to sell it to a guy, because since he didn't go into it, adas kein, it just happened to come into his hands, the mazogin, the lungs were no good, and therefore after he opened up the animal, he saw that it was treif, and it's also b'achila, so the halacha is that he's allowed to sell to a guy. So the Gemara brings a drasha that you're allowed to do it. In fact, the Gemara in Cain, it should even be motiv v'chatchila. So the Gemara brings a pasuk. So zokter pashtus, it's mashma that this is mamash issa deraisa. But then he says that he saw in the Chumash Hadeshim that brings a gilui atosvus that understands that this whole thing is only an asmachta ba'alma, these drashas. And memela kum tais the taz again, like the Shach, that this is only adin de rabbanon, that one is not allowed to sell dvarim ha'asurim ba'achila. This is an issa d'rabbanon. Pashtus, the reason is, as the Rashba says, either because we're afraid he's going to eat it, or because we're afraid of a chshad that people are going to see him dealing with it and they're going to assume that he's going to eat it. However, the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer in Yeredeia, Simen Kuf Heif, Simen Kuf Ches, is very marich in this issa, and he, the Maisa, wants to come out that Rav Yishonim Taka hold that it's an Issa Deraisa, and therefore he holds that it's an Issa Deraisa Mamish to deal with Schara that's Asa Ba'achila. One of the biggest shailas where this comes up is when someone owns a nursing home, if a person owns a nursing home to buy food, he's obligated to feed his residents and to buy food that's Asa Ba'achila. Is a shaila of doing business with varim ha'asurim ba'achila, and according to this Chasam Sofer, it's aser that midaraisa, and be'etzem the Chasam Sofer is not alone. There are many poskim that taka learn that it's a isidaraisa. However, there seems to be a machlokes. What's the pshat in the isidaraisa? Is it just a pashut gzeiras hakasuf, or is there a reason why the Torah asked it? And we'll see in a second a gevaldik and afkemina between the two. There's a shaila in the poskim if one is allowed to sell produce, peiros, fruit, or vegetables that have teloyim, that have worms or bugs in the vegetables. Person's not allowed to eat those vegetables, those fruit. And the question is a person allowed to do business with selling these fruits and vegetables? So the Prichadosh in Simon Pei Dalet wants to say that it's mutter. And he says that it's a very simple reason. Because since the whole Isser is to be mishtake be'isser, to make money off an Isser, the fruit, the vegetable itself is not Asser. It's the bugs that are Asser. Since the guy is not paying anything extra for the bugs, therefore, Zakta Prichadosh, that's not called being mishtake be'isser. He's being mishtake in the fruit and vegetables which aleina be'etzem mutter. Aye, the bugs are Asser. He's not making money off the bugs. And therefore, there's no Isser. The Prima Gadim, over there in Simen Pei Dalet and Sif Seidas, Sif Katan Yud Ches, brings this down and asks the Kasha. He says, no, what's the reason why the Torah asked to make business to be Mishtake be Yisuri Achila? Because either Shema Yavai L'Achloi, or as the Rashba says, because maybe he's going to come to Achshad that people are going to see him. But Be'ir Kishema Yavai L'Achloi. And the Torah was Choshish that if a person is going to be busy selling fruit or selling Isser, he's going to come to eat it. Im Kein Zak the Prima Gadim, Hu Adin fruit with bugs in it, although the guy is not paying for the Isser, the Torah never asked it because the Torah didn't want you to make money off the Isser. The reason why the Torah asked it was because the Torah was afraid that if you're going to have Yisum around, you're going to come to eat it. And Memela, since over here it's Asr to eat, Memela, Hu Adin, it should be Asr to make business with such fruit. On this Prima Gadim, Yishoy Lameshiv, Madu Atlisoy, Chele Gimel Simen Lamed, argues on the Prima Gadim and says that Be'etzem, he tried putting together two Svaris, the Hainu, the ones that bring down, the Rishonim that bring down, the Rashba, that wants to say that the reason why it's Asr is because of Chashash, that Shema Yavad La'achloi, he might come to eat it. They only held that it was the Rabbanan. However, if you hold that it's Deraisa, there's no reason to why it's Asr Deraisa. The Torah asked it. And therefore, there's Xeris HaKasav that it's Asr L'Yishtake V'Yisuri Hano. Ememela, Zakta Shalameshev, come to Chayes Hazoi. If you learn that it's Asr Deraisa, so when you're having a Shaila about selling Peris that have Teloim inside, Im Kain, since you're not being Mishtake B'Yisuri Hano, Enechanami, it'll be Mutter. However, according to those Rishonim who hold that it's only Durabonim, and therefore the reason Midrabanan it's Asr is because of the fact that we have a Chash of Shema Yavala Achloi or Mishum Chshad that other people are going to think that he came to eat it, Zakta Shoyel Meshiv, then Enechanami will be Asr. So it comes out a very interesting thing according to the Shoyel Meshiv. Midei Reisa, Zakta Shoyel Meshiv, it's a Dover Pashut, that it would be, if the Isser is a Deraisa Dika Isser, Im Kain, in our case, where we have a Shaila of selling Peris that are Matuloyim, that have Teloyim inside, it would be Mutter to sell it, because you're not being Maviach, the Isser Hano. However, if you hold the Isser is only the Rabbanon, Im Kain, the reason is, Atzachshah, Shema Yavah La'achloi, according to the Tzad that it's the Rabbanon, there will Taka say that it will be Asr to sell. And Memela, Zakta Shayla Meshiv, since Roiv Poiskim hold that it's Deraisa, and Befrat, according to the Poiskim that hold that it's the Rabbanon, even if you have a Tzad that it's the Rabbanon, it's only a Safik, because maybe it's Deraisa, and we have a Klal Safik, the Rabbanon, the Gula. So therefore, he wants to say that Avada, a person, is allowed to sell Peris that are Metulon. However, the Chassam Sofer goes not like the Sheol HaMeshiv, and he taka learns that even the Rashba, who brings down the reason of why it's aser, is because Hashem Yavah LaAchloi holds that it's taka deraisa, and therefore, according to him, it would taka be aser to sell peiros betuloim, peiros that have teloim inside, and the reason is because even if it's deraisa, the maisa, the reason for the deraisa was Shema Yavah LaAchloi. So therefore, even though Ba'atzim there's no schera bedava ha'aser because the guy's not paying for the teloim afal pikein, it would be aser. Getting back to our Mishnah is dealing with selling a behemoth tameya to a guy, and the Chacham say that it's not a problem. That since he could sell the behemoth tameya to a guy, it's a davar pashut that the person who's also to give anot to his friend is not allowed to feed the behemoth tameya of his friend because he's giving him anot. Be'etzem, over here, there is no problem of the problem of mishtaker isurei achila, and the reason is twofold. First of all, the halacha is only if he does schera on a consistent basis. However, if a punkt happens to be that nizdamanla, he happens to have a behemoth tmeya, there everybody holds that he is allowed to. So that would be one reason why it's mutter. Va'oid, it's mavura over there in Simin Kuf Yud Zayin in the Mechaber that the only time it's a problem is if it's something which is only oimid la'achila. For example, meat, it's only oimid la'achila. Well, we're talking about the peiros mituloim that have teiloim inside, so all you can do with the fruit is la'achila, then it's aser. But if let's say you have something which is roi la'avoida and for achila, and you're selling it to the guy, it's lav dafka for achila, even though you know that it may be used for achila, but it's not necessarily used for achila, he could use it for work as well. In that case, there is no iser to do schayra even, bedava that's also b'achila.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.